Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead Podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Honestly, no one is better equipped to talk about festive season than Jamie Simpson, the general manager of Mina Asalam, one of Jumeirah's beautiful hotels, resorts in Dubai. She has a hotel that is well established. It's got 292 rooms, and she has an amazing number of repeats coming again and again, sometimes four times a year. She also has three children under 10 years old, and she manages everything with the most amazing aplomb. And she's Australian, and she's oodles of fun. Can't wait to hear what she's going to be doing at the hotel and at home over festive season. Well, as you can hear, we're already getting ready for the festive season here in Dubai. And I want to know how Mina Asalam is going to celebrate. Tell me, Jamie, when does it all start for you?
Festive time is such a special celebration, and it's not just for Mina Asalam, it's also for Madinat Jumeirah. And this is a time that we celebrate families, we celebrate being together, and we celebrate the wonderful weather in Dubai. And apart from the Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Santa visits, Abra with Santa, the festive market, we do have something extra special this year.
Hold on, you didn't answer my question. When does it all start?
It started.
So it started. As you can all hear, you in 155 countries listening to us now, we are in Dubai, and it has already started. When did you begin planning?
On the 27th of December last year.
Tell me about last year and how you're going to make it different this year.
The special thing is what we are planning here outside Mina Asalam this year, which is working with a partner to do what we're calling the Christmas escape room, where we're going to invite families to come into a beautiful Santa North Pole setup where the elves are trying to find little people to help them find Santa who's gone missing on Christmas Eve. And an escape room will be a 20-minute experiential where the kids get to solve clues and then save Santa from missing out on delivering Christmas presents.
Hold on. How do you manage it? 20 minutes, that's only three families an hour. Do they have to book ahead or what?
They can book ahead, and we're hoping they will, but it's open all of December. And it's going all the way through till the 9th of January and open from 10 in the morning until 10 at night.
But aren't the kids going to start crying and screaming if they've been told they can go and find Santa, and then they find that Santa's operation is already booked?
Oh no, we'll make sure every child is able to get in there.
And the child goes in, and what happens then?
So they meet the elves, and the elves give the first clue. And with the aid of the family and with the elf, they'll find the treasure maps, and the treasure map will tell them what lever to pull, and then they pull the lever and Santa will come out to thank them.
You're obviously not going to tell me.
No, I can't. I've got to keep
Santa
the secret.
Is, but it sounds really exciting. Where is this actually all going to take place?
This will take place in the driveway of Mina Asalam, overlooking the winter festive market that's in our souk area.
What's the winter festive market?
So we run this market from the middle of December right through till January. And this is where lots of local providers have Christmas Christmas gifts for sale. We have Abras that are taking Santa tours. We have a Ferris wheel. We have lots of food stalls, lots of confectionery, lots of gifts that you can buy. And it's a real night out for the families to walk around the Christmas market in Dubai.
It's emulating. It sounds absolutely amazing. And what's so hilarious to me is that I'm talking, in case you hadn't realized, you all out there, I'm talking to an Australian, and it's hot weather in Australia over Christmas, and you are marketing all this primarily to Brits and others who come from cold climes, and it's going to be a surprise for them, for a start, if they haven't been before. But the weather's quite nice over Christmas here in Dubai.
It's the best time, best time of year to be here. It actually can get a bit cold. And people are wondering what we did with the sun.
What do you do on the food side in the restaurants? Do you do a typical English lunch?
Absolutely. We do the carvery, we do all the trimmings, we do everything. Plus, we're Jumeirah, we do decadence. So we'll give you a flavour from everywhere in the world, but make sure you have your traditional staples as well. We're in excess, where we want everything.
What about little stockings at night turndown or anything? Do you?
Absolutely. All of the hotels have beautiful amenity programs, and a little secret is that Santa likes to stuff stockings and put them in every room of every hotel guest. So
it's a good thing Santa isn't unionized, right? I think actually, Jamie, it obviously comes out that you yourself love entertainment and love special events.
I love them. You guessed right. And I think this is the time of year we give back, and we're able to be creative, and we're allowed to say thank you to all the wonderful guests that come by and make sure that we give them an experience to remember. And it's in the small touches.
Do you think it helps that you have children yourself?
I think everyone has a memory of Christmas that's delightful. And I love spoiling my children, and I want every kid to have that feeling, and my team does too. So we're extra orientated on making sure that we're delighting and making sure that people have this wonderful Christmas memory with us here.
Right, practical question. How do you manage your own Christmas at home with your three children when you also have the hotel to run?
Time management. I will be there for the hotel to wish everyone that's working on a Christmas day and has given themselves to it, but I will be with my children for Christmas lunch, come hell or high water.
And how do you allow your incredible team also to celebrate Christmas?
Well, what we do is we spoil them too. So we make sure our cafeteria is full of Christmas lunch for everybody working. We also make sure they have their own thank you with their team and time off. But I think for hospitality people, we all want to be working for Christmas and giving experiences. And I think thank you goes a long way.
Because you here are in a fairly unique situation. In Dubai, you don't have that number of local colleagues. They're away from home. They're a long way from home. Their families might be in East Africa, might be in the Indian subcontinent. This could be their first Christmas away from their home. How do you give special, tender, loving care to these first time colleagues?
Do you know, it's not just about Christmas. We're a family ourselves. So the relationship we build up over time as we work together and acknowledge that we're all giving up a certain amount to be here and working together, and that gratitude goes a long way. And it's very, very evident in all of the management in Jumeirah, where there's thank yous and there's presents and there's acknowledgement for what we do for each other and what we do for our guests.
And what do you do specially for your team around Christmas?
On Christmas itself, we celebrate them, we feed them, we give them the same food opportunities and taste that the guests get. We give out gifts, We do Secret Santas. We do end-of-year celebrations. We make sure that they understand how thankful we are for all the hard work that they do.
Oh, this brings us on to end-of-year. What's happening here at Mina Salam, the essential part of Madinat Jumeirah, Dubai? What's happening on New Year's Eve?
Oh, there'll be a party, let me tell you. Do you know the whole beachfront of Jumeirah does an incredible firework display? And that means every hotel, including Mina Asalam, does gala dinner and does the best of what we can do for our guests. So for Mina Asalam specifically, our party is Shimmers on the Beach. So we have an incredible entertainment group called Paris Inspiration that do all of our entertainment for the evening, from soloist to violin to jazz to dance. And we pump up as the night goes with a big family style feast and ending with the fireworks. And it's a night to remember, one night a year under the stars at the most beautiful location in Dubai. You've not only got the view of the Palm and the Burj Al Arab, you also have this incredible, usually 8 to 10 minute firework display at midnight that is breathtaking.
This goes on all night, or does it start halfway through the night?
I would say by 1 o'clock, most of our guests are tucked up in bed. It's a long evening, yeah. And the fireworks is such a crescendo, and there are after parties you can choose to go to, but we're a family hotel and most kids are up till late, and everyone's happy to say what a wonderful way to ring in the new year and then tuck into bed and start the day again on the first.
Yes, as we can hear right now in the run-up, because we're already in the festive season here in Dubai, there are a lot of families around. What challenges does this cause operationally, having so many kids around at this time?
No challenge. It's about having activities for the children and activities for the parents and keeping both happy. We've got amazing kids club, we've got water sports, we've got camel rides, you name it, we've got it. And we like to keep the children busy.
Children and parents, but mm-hmm. What about teenagers?
Teenagers are going to be the ones that are the first to jump into the water sports and to Wild Wadi. And they have so much choice within the resort and so many other people to meet and so much to move around that we don't ever find ourselves having a request that we need to do more. There's enough choice for everybody.
Probably they're exhausted because there's too much for them to do.
It's a good problem to have.
It sure is. Jamie, now we're on to New Year's Eve has finished. And let's imagine that we are on the first day of 2024. What have you got on the program for New Year's Day?
You've got to come to the New Year's Day brunches.
Oh my gosh. You mean we haven't finished eating
yet? We haven't
yet.
Finished eating,
Jamie,
or drinking or glutton, any of it.
I'm going to end up fatter than ever.
We all are, yes. But it's well spent.
Yes. So tell me about the brunch.
So across our resort, there's different restaurants that have special New Year's Day celebrations. So for us, while we've wrapped up a Shimmers party in the evening for New Year's, we've turned it all around and now we have a lovely lazy afternoon at the beach where you can enjoy the Greek Mediterranean, very, very yummy family style service. And if you really want to, you can even sit through and watch the sunset.
Wow. And do people go to bed early on New Year's Day?
That would normally be the norm. Late night, hair of the dog, start again, early to bed. But it's a great way to start the new year, and it's such an amazing place.
Looking ahead to January 2024, what happens to your alcohol sales in January? Do you find that there is a noticeable dry January movement?
I've not noticed that, nor thought about it. And to be honest, we're here to celebrate. And I've never really looked at alcohol sales as going up or down because it's the new year.
And New Year. As you probably know, in some parts of the world, January becomes a very noticeable dry month, in that people feel that they've perhaps overindulged over festive season, and this is the time to give their bodies a little bit more attention. Although you have this splendid Tally Spa here that people can look after their bodies in other ways. It doesn't have to be not drinking.
We have amazing wellness programs with Talise, and you know, wellness is super important. And it may be that, yes, you've done excess, maybe you're having sleep issues, maybe you need a massage, maybe you just need a detox. But that's the beauty of the programs with Talise. They're tailored to cover an array of different ailments that you want to focus on to be the best version of yourself in a new year.
You are so politically diplomatic when answering. No, not answering, because this is not question and answers, it's a chat. I think it is definitely showing that you did have some years being involved in politics in your native Australia. Oh my goodness, Jamie, well, I'm sorry I can't be with you for festive season this year, but I can't wait to come back and be here and join you and the entire crew at lovely Mina Asalam, the eternally young hotel on the beach.
Absolutely.
Here in Dubai.
Thank you.